To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Pick up your book bags. Grab your notebooks. It's time to go on campus with Denton.
Give me my theme music.
Denton Day joins us every Thursday in this spot to talk about college football, previous weekend and upcoming weekend. The previous weekend was a big weekend with LSU Ole Miss, Bama Georgia, Oregon Penn State. There were other really good games as well. Let's just go back to last Saturday. The thing you talked about most on your show at the end of a college football Saturday, college football overtime on Sirius XM was...
How good Oregon is and how good of a coach Dan Lanning is. Because that was everyone focused on Shore, on Drew Aller and that interception, on James Franklin and losing another big game. We've known this for years. I didn't feel like that was all that new. Oregon going into Penn State with Dante Moore, who had not played in a game of that magnitude, and beating them the way that they did, I thought was incredibly impressive. So that was storyline number one. And then how many spots Ole Miss should jump, which ended up being about 10, was storyline number two.
Okay, so what about Ty Simpson and the game he played between the hedges in Athens?
That was storyline number three. It was all those three. I thought he was fantastic. He looked really comfortable, really confident. You know, a complete 180 from what we saw against Florida State, which is kind of what, you know, we had talked, the two of us were expecting was going to happen, because in the game since Florida State, he had looked significantly better and they had made some adjustments offensively to make sure that he was comfortable. And all of that ended up paying off against a Georgia team that defensively is still pretty good. Offensively, they have a lot of limitations with their own quarterback and Gunnar Stockton, but Ty Simpson looked really good. I was really pleased with what I saw from him last weekend.
Denton, he's a pro quarterback. I'm not saying he is, you know, a top shelf pro quarterback, but he's a guy that's going to have a long career in the NFL. I'm convinced of it. And by the way, remember we said after the Florida State game, it wasn't on him. You know, it was, they couldn't deal with the speed overall that Florida State had. But do you agree with me that Simpson's an NFL quarterback?
He will be an NFL quarterback, probably a day two pick at this rate. I mean, there's still time. We've seen plenty of guys play themselves from a day two pick to high first round. A perfect example is a guy that plays quarterback here. He was a fifth rounder at the start of the year, and he played himself up to the number two overall pick. The guy before him at LSU was really good, was a fifth rounder, then played himself up to the number one overall pick. So we see this all the time, but right now he looks the part when it comes to being an NFL quarterback. And, you know, you look across college football, there's a bunch of guys that right now are good quarterbacks. I don't know who is definitively like a for sure top five pick at this point. I don't know that anyone is, but that leaves a lot of room for him to play. And he's going to get, I mean, Alabama, they don't have a Florida or Oklahoma kind of schedule, Kevin, but they're going to get a bunch of good matchups. This weekend's another great example of that. So he's going to get to showcase some of the stuff he can do against good teams.
What's Ohio State at this point? Just really good on defense?
Really good on defense, really good at wide receiver. Yeah, pretty much end of list there.
So do you not believe in Julian Sayin, the quarterback?
It's not that I don't believe in him. I just haven't seen enough to feel like comfortable with him. You know, Washington was they played really well against Washington, but I can't judge the middle two games and say this guy's definitively really, really good. I want to see him play against tougher competition. Again, the Washington win was certainly a nice one, but I don't know if I look at him and say this guy is. For Ohio State, you're going to need to make big throws in big games. This is not, they don't have a team where they're going to blow everybody out of the water. And, you know, Will Howard made big throws in big games when called upon. True. As the season progressed. I don't know if I'm 100% comfortable in Julian saying doing that yet. The nice thing is that he has two really good wide receivers, though, so that makes his job a little bit easier.
Julian Sand literally looks like he's 12 years old. I mean, it's amazing how much of a child he looks like facially. All right, by the way, I actually thought Washington played pretty well, and that's the matchup here in College Park on Saturday. Mm-hmm. 4-0 Maryland. They've been getting votes the last 2 weeks in both polls. Yeah. If they beat Washington as a 6.5-point dog at home Sunday, they're going to be really close to being ranked heading into their game next week against Nebraska. Maryland off a bye week. Washington off a tough physical loss to Ohio State coming east. How do you see Terps Huskies Saturday 3:30 in College Park?
I think if Maryland wins, they're definitely going to end up being ranked. I think what most voters are waiting for is to see Malik Washington perform at a high level consecutively against Power Four schools. I thought he played way better than I anticipated against Wisconsin. If he does that this weekend, they're going to be ranked, and he is going to, you know, continue to skyrocket up the list of really good quarterbacks that are playing this year. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on him, so I really hope that Mike Locksley does whatever is in his power to make it as easy for Malik Washington as possible. But at the same time, he's a gamer, and he's the best player on the field for Maryland, I think. So you want him to be in control of making the big plays. I think this is a tough spot for Maryland just because, as you mentioned, like, Washington is a good team. I thought they played a little bit better than the scoreboard suggested against Ohio State, and Wisconsin really isn't all that good of a team. So I think Maryland's in for a tough one. I think it's a winnable game. You know, this is the first time in a long time where it feels like there's a lot of games on Maryland's schedule that are considered winnable because of how good the quarterback has been playing. We just got to see it consistently over the course of a pretty long season.
Yeah, I actually think Maryland's defense and special teams are really – I want to see it against somebody other than Wisconsin. Wisconsin had quarterback issues and offensive issues. But Maryland defensively has NFL, you know, night two, day three players, multiple of them on that defense. It should be an intriguing matchup. All right, let's talk about the big games of the day. And I actually want to start with Florida State and Florida on Saturday night. This seems like a bounce-back spot for Florida State. The line certainly has me thinking Florida State, as I'm sure you know. Yeah. But I really like the Canes, and I love their ability in the trenches and with the running back and with Carson Beck. How do you see Miami in Tallahassee Saturday night against the Noles?
Florida State needs this. If they don't get this one, they are sitting in the same spot as Clemson, which is a spot where nobody wants to be, in that you are now solely out of control of your destiny in terms of getting the ACC championship game, and then really out of control when it comes to getting the college football playoff. I think if you're going to make it out of the ACC, and I do think there's an avenue for two teams, but you have to get to, you got to have a big regular season win, which Florida State does with Alabama, but it'd be really nice to stack another one. But you got to get to the ACC championship. I don't know that the ACC is getting an at-large bid from someone that doesn't play in that championship game. And you look at the rest of their schedule. I mean, they have Clemson later on this year, but how good is that game going to look, by the way, that Clemson's playing now? They got Florida at the end of the year, but Lord knows what that Florida team is going to look like the final week of the season. So they don't really have any other opportunities for quality wins. They need this one. I think that if they don't get this one, all of the hype that was built off of that Alabama win in week number one is completely gone. They have an opportunity now to regain it after the loss to UVA, which, by the way, Chandler Morris, holy smokes. That guy was amazing on Friday. I like Florida State to cover the number. I don't like them to win. I think we're seeing a little bit more of their flaws. Castellanos is a fun player, but I don't know that he is an excellent quarterback. And I think you're going to need to be excellent if you want to beat this Miami team, because the one thing that they've shown, at least to this point in the season, they don't make a lot of mental mistakes. Now, we know that Cristobal is eventually going to make a mental mistake, but they haven't done it yet, and I don't know if that's going to start this weekend.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Speaking of the Noles and their loss last week in Charlottesville, I actually really like Louisville to beat Virginia this week. They're laying 7.5, and you know it's the we see this all the time after a big win, a little bit of a letdown spot for UVA. How do you see UVA at Louisville Saturday?
First of all, I commend you because I know part of the reason you like that game is because you love Miller Moss.
Well, I like Jeff Brohm, too. I just think that's a good combination.
Jeff Brohm, too, right. Yeah. Now, this is a prime letdown spot, though. You know, what UVA did against Florida State was nothing short of excellent. They won. They deserved that win. It was an awesome football game, and their quarterback played really, really well when he needed to.
But the unfortunate
reality is that they're not uberly talented.
Well, they're not. They're not good on defense. That's for sure.
No, they are not good on defense. So, I mean, honestly, if you want to look at playing something, maybe you don't love that number, and over might not be the worst bet in the world because defensively, UVA is just not that good. I do think Louisville kind of brings them back down to earth, but that could be good for your Terps. You know, 24 losing. You know, maybe Maryland jumps up if they win there. So, I think that could be good for Maryland if you want to see them ranked.
All right. In the 3:30 window, we get Vanderbilt in Alabama and Tuscaloosa. For those of you not following college football, Vandy is good. They are 5-0. They've got a quarterback who last year beat Alabama almost single-handedly in Nashville. This is the rematch of last year, and people consider Vandy. I mean, if they go in and win Saturday, they are a legitimate SEC title threat. How do you see that one playing out?
Can I ask you a question about this first? Have you gotten numbers on this one?
I'm sorry?
Have you gotten numbers in terms of where the money is?
Yeah, it's on Vandy. It's on the dog.
It's on the dog. I love
Alabama. The number's big. The number's 10.5, 11.
I love Bama in this spot. I think everyone is riding the wave of what happened last year and how good Diego Pavia was. I mean, that game literally burst. A small level superstar. He's not like a Tebow or Manziel or anything like that, but a mid-tier level superstar in Diego Pavia. This is where Alabama gets their get back. I think Alabama wins. I think Alabama wins pretty handedly. Ty Simpson, I think, is going to play really well because Vanderbilt's defense hasn't been all that, you know, fantastic. I haven't thought. I mean, they let up some points against some teams that weren't very good. Like Utah State was hanging, I think, like 30 on them. That's not a very good defense, and I think Alabama has a very good offense. I understand the storyline. Everyone wants to see Vanderbilt succeed because they were the bottom of the barrel for such a long time. I think, though, Alabama is just a far superior team. I think Kalen DeBoer's coming in with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because he certainly, trust me, he certainly remembers what happened between these two teams last year. And then on top of that, he's really good against ranked teams. You know, Kalen DeBoer is oddly bad against unranked teams. Against ranked teams, I think in the last like 4 years, he has one loss.
This
like
is a big
he is
spot
really,
for
really
them.
Good.
This is a big spot for them. And last year was really the way it ended. It was just a little bit
brutal.
I've got two more questions for you. Can Notre Dame run the table and be back in the playoff mix? Because I actually think they're really good.
I hope not. I'm kind of done with Notre Dame. I love their running back, though. I mean, Jeremiah Love is fantastic.
Love is so good.
Yeah, and I really like Marcus Freeman. They just kind of bore me because it's the same old thing. Last year was a little different because, you know, Riley Leonard was a dynamic playmaker, but they just don't have a lot of.
You don't like CJ Carr?
Not a huge fan. I would love to see Notre Dame in a conference. You know, I know it's not going to happen, but I would love to see them play in a championship game. I do think they're going to run the table because their schedule is not all that difficult the rest of the way, but it's going to be. I think the committee is going to find themselves in a tough spot because there's a real good potential that a three-loss SEC team is going to look really, really good on paper, and then you're going to be comparing a three-loss SEC team versus a two-loss Notre Dame team, and the caveat might be that that three-loss SEC team took that third loss in the SEC championship game.
Last question. LSU is struggling to score. We talked about this last week, and it happened at Ole Miss. Nussmeier, look, I liked Nussmeier. I didn't think of him as a top five-ish pick, which some people had him as before the season started, but I think something's wrong with him. Is anybody talking about, like, he's not throwing the football. He's not seeing it like he did last year. What do you think's going on there?
So it's a balance of a couple of things. I do a weekly spot in Baton Rouge on Mondays, and I talk to them about this. The play calling doesn't seem to benefit him right now, and they also have a very big discrepancy at wide receiver from what we normally see at LSU. They don't have like a dynamic game wrecker the way that they have, and that's you're seeing the impact on Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, dare I say, Kevin, he was a projected top five pick going into this year. He could end up being like a fifth rounder. He's basically Sam Howell. He's Sam Howell in Sam Howell's final year at UNC.
He's not the athlete Howell was.
He's not the athlete Howell is.
He's a better processor.
Much better processor. Better arm, I would say, although Sam Howell had a pretty decent arm for a college level. But he's kind of doing the Sam Howell bit where everyone had such high expectations and then things didn't go the way that most people thought they would offensively, right. And he's kind of playing himself down draft boards here. And then again, I just don't know what they're doing offensively. They can't run, so that's not a threat at all, which is not helping him. Offensively, on the offensive line, I mean, Ole Miss was getting pressure with three guys. Like, it's a great thing if you can get pressure with four. They were getting pressure with three guys, and they were winning. And when it was 3-on-5, how that even happens, I have no idea. So their offensive line is a complete disaster. That's not helping him.
Yeah, the game that Ole Miss has in Athens in a few weeks will be a big tell for both of those teams. All right, thanks for doing this. I'll talk to you on Sunday. Denton, of course, hosts pregame and postgame on 980 and on 106.7 The Fan. 4:25 starts, so he'll be keeping you posted on the 1 o'clock games during the pregame show. All right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
When we come back, you're going to hear Steve Suter, his kind of overarching theme from Sunday's game against Atlanta. We'll do that next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.